This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you have done a phenomenal job.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Now let me throw a couple at you. What's your name?
Don.
Don.
Bang, bang!
Don, you understand what I'm saying?
No, I'm out.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
Huh? Hello? What?
What's up, homies?
Hi, guys.
This ENN, sponsored by the All-American Ford Auto Group. Shop the largest and best Ford group in the Northeast at allamericanford.net. All-American Ford is the largest selection and the best prices with locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Start off by saying good evening to Michael.
I'm Sully.
And next, I'd like to say good evening to Don.
We have the same one.
Never heard him that excited.
He was electric. Only other time, two times I've heard him that excited. This. This.
Hostile rage, torment, blood feast.
Just a different kind of excitement. So, guys, it happened. Carmelo Anthony came back to radio. Not radio. He plays basketball.
Oh.
You know what? You want to stop here?
No, we can't. We got.
I can lay out for 18 minutes.
Nothing new.
It would only be 17.
I mean, there are 18-minute segments where you're a ghost.
What do you want me to do today? I did the best I could.
I mean, Sam Darnold would be seeing you. Those 18-minute stretches.
Sam Darnold would be seeing me?
Yeah, he said he was seeing ghosts.
Oh, I thought you were tying it to the fact that, interestingly, I've gone ghost on Sam Darnold before also.
Oh, you ghost a lot of people. If you're not interested, you're out.
Well, that's the beauty of being the distant third mic. If we were to pull out our bonus checks, we would look at mine and go, yeah, look at Peter's. That means you can lay out every once in a while for 10 minutes. That's what it says in the check.
Mm-hmm. Seeing ghosts.
That was me. Now, you also got to give me a break, though. Today, the topic at hand, though, I actually do find it more interesting than I think I would. Think about the baseball nerdery of talking about speculation about punishment for something that we don't yet know is a confirmed baseball crime. I'm doing the best I can. This is a very...
Oh, well, poor you.
I didn't say that either. I also didn't say...
I think it's fascinating.
I think it's interesting. I don't think you're being serious. You think it's fascinating? Are you being serious or no? I can't tell.
No, I'm being... You don't think it's fascinating?
I think it's interesting. Fascinating. Fascinating.
We're talking about vacating a championship. How often does that come up in professional sports?
In professionals, not often.
Almost never.
When was the last time it happened?
Vacating, it happens in college all the time, but never.
Never happened in pro sports?
No.
So are we completely just talking out of our A's when we even say that it's possible?
The only time championships don't happen are during work stoppages and like an influenza epidemic.
That happened?
Yeah.
I think that's happening on the show right now. You're next. Don and I are profoundly ill.
I forgot that you were profoundly ill. So Carmelo Anthony?
He doesn't believe us, Don.
Well, I really hope not.
I mean, we are petri dishes today.
And I haven't washed my hands yet.
Okay.
Why not?
I haven't gone to the bathroom, and we don't have any...
4 hours, and you have not taken a stroll to the bathroom?
No. And I've drank an...
Iron kidney.
A lot of water. Kidney?
Whatever. What is it supposed to be?
No, it's a kidney.
Kidney?
No, it'd be a bladder in this case.
Well, the bladder and the kidney.
The kidney fills the bladder.
Thank you, Doc.
I think you're making this up.
He had a class in Morris, wherever.
At Ramapo?
I had 5 kidney stones. I know how
I went to Ramapo. Look at me.
You've had 5 kidney stones?
Sure.
Yeah.
Have you ever considered giving up?
I haven't had one in a while. I got it taken care of.
Do you know that there was one? This is the truth. I've never told you this. They tied a string to it.
Yeah.
To try to yank it out. A string. He walked around with a string.
Wait, you're joking.
No. All true.
They had to put a stent in. So I had a string hanging out of me, and they had to pull a wire cord out after 2 weeks.
Wait.
I had 3 kidney stones in one sitting, okay? One that was able to pass on its own. The other they lasered. The other one they had to go in and get it. And I'll give you a hint. They didn't open me up.
He's a brave man.
You recovered from that?
Yeah.
It still works?
Oh, yeah.
This was before the twins. So
this is
02. It does.
This is 02. They put me under for it. Then I came out, and there was like a little string noose. And then I went to the doctor 2 weeks later, Dr. Baum over in Midland Park. He said, count to three. I'm going to count to three. On one, he pulled it out. It felt like they pulled a fish out of me.
Well, hold on. You're joking.
No, and it was like a wire.
So he lied to you. He said, well, I'm going to count to three.
This is a joke.
No, this is a guy 100%
joke. Wait, Don, were you in bedrock when you got this?
What do you mean?
This sounds like a Flintstones.
Sounds prehistoric.
It sounds like a Flintstones doctor.
No, this is.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
buddy, what we're going to do to have surgery today. Hey, Fred, how are we going to do that? I don't know how to do.
Well, I don't want to be opened up. Why don't I do parties? Perform surgery. They went in.
But you said there was a string?
Yes.
Well, yeah, to keep the stent in so they can get the stent.
So the string just pulled out the stent.
That's right.
Okay, it didn't pull out the stone.
But the stone came out with the stent.
No, the stone passed, but they had to keep everything kind of open. I don't know the science of it, but they did pull it out 2 weeks after.
Oh, let's go. It's too much.
Time to move on?
Yes, please.
Was this an actual accredited doctor or one of the Stark brothers?
Dr. Baum is an amazing urologist. I still go to him every year.
Okay, good.
Love the guy.
You know where he went? Where he got his degree, right?
Mm.
U of P, Pennsylvania.
I went to Ramapo. Look at me.
Get it? Did you hear him? Get it?
U of P.
Come on, that's funny.
Carmelo Anthony nets 10 points in his Trailblazers debut.
On 2 of 40 shooting.
Swings left for Melo. Melo takes a 3 from the side. It's good. And Carmelo Anthony, with his first points as a Trailblazer, is a triple.
Beautiful. Right in. Yeah, and he was only a mere 4 from 14 from the field.
It's not fair to him. I mean,
2 of 3 from 3.
He took 10 points, one walkthrough.
10 points, 4 rebounds, 1 block. Not that bad.
And also, Damian Lillard did not play in that game.
No Lillard.
One thing I didn't like about Carmelo, before the game, he did a press conference, and they said, you're starting. I'm like, he laughed again. Like it's impossible for him to even imagine that he'd be coming off the bench. And the ego on athletes. I mean, you didn't have a job for a full year.
He, as opposed to sounding grateful,
no,
like, this is very cool.
like I'm going to cut. He did start yesterday. But somebody said about, you know, potentially coming off the bench. Coming off the bench. You're just unemployed.
Well, we thought you were never. And I love Melo. He's a nice dude, but is he delusional? He was one notch from never playing again.
One notch?
No, he was already there.
He was notched.
Oh, my Lord. That's crazy. Let's hear from Carmelo what he's learned about things, himself, life, the game of basketball.
I think how I'm able to motivate people overall, the way that I stay strong in the fire, like, I stayed there. You know, I stayed there, burning and all. Like, I stayed there, right? So I never wavered. I stayed there. I stayed strong. And I hope that's motivation to everybody else.
Wow. A little dramatic.
You know, now you're just being nice to the guy.
I mean, that's a little dramatic.
No, it was tough. It was tough. You know, it's embarrassing to say you keep wanting to play as opposed to just walking away, coming up with a Fugazi retirement because you're embarrassed.
Listen, I like Carmelo Anthony, but, you know, he didn't, like, cure disease, and, you know, he wasn't undergoing, like, you know, sticks under the nails. I mean, he just didn't work.
He didn't have a stent attached to a string yanked out of his body.
Nope.
In, like, a parking lot.
That's why Don's a hero.
Michael, you're so off on this. We thought he was done. It was over. And now he's got a second chance, so he's going to get emotional. I understand that.
I get it. I support him, too.
Was he being emotional then? Because if he's being emotional, then I apologize.
Well, hold on. Listen to it again. RJ, will you hit the emotional music?
I think how I'm able to motivate people overall, the way that I stay strong in the body. Like, I stay there. I stay there. Burning and all. I stayed strong.
You know what? I apologize. I didn't hear it in his voice.
By the way, his voice cracked 3 times.
I'm sorry. I mean, it was like Don talking about hockey. I apologize.
Just in a basic conversation, though, for Don, or even football.
Eli would never follow hockey. With GQ, just talking about, like, getting the peanuts in.
You know what? I want to give credit to RJ and Andrew. When that drop initially happened, I told them they should remove the part of Don saying it's the peanuts again. But now, him still crying while talking about the peanuts has become my favorite part of the drop.
Eli would never do an interview with GQ just talking about getting the peanuts again.
It's the best part. It's the peanuts again. LeBron James becomes the first player in history to notch a triple-double versus all 30 NBA teams.
Wow.
Let's go to our sister station. 710 KTLA.
Okay.
Los Angeles.
LeBron dribbling. Bounce pass. Anthony Davis, two-pointer. Good. There's the 10th assist. So LeBron now has a triple-double against every team in the NBA. And he's the first guy ever to do it, according to ESPN. So, I mean, what else can this guy do?
I got to tell you, the washed king narrative, he's having some year. I mean, some year.
You don't want to see a peter out. He is 35 years old, so is there going to be that load management later on in the second half of the year?
He doesn't do that.
But maybe in a sense that he will play, but will Davis take more of a responsibility later on? I think it probably would be smart for him to kind of reduce the minutes later on. I mean, at 35, you can't keep this pace.
Of course, KTLA is Channel 5 in Los Angeles, and our station is 710 ESPN, KSPN.
I wonder, though, you always say our sister station. Why wouldn't it be our brother station? Why does it have to be our sister station?
That's not the thing.
I know it's not the thing. I'm asking you why.
We're sisters.
Why can't we be brothers? Why?
You know, this is one thing.
Why?
That is called sisters. I like it. I like saying our sister station.
Okay. I'm going to say brother station.
I'm going to Google it and say
that's
that.
Is this the hill you want to die on?
No, I'm not going to die on this hill. It's a fun slope.
KSPN is a commercial AM radio station licensed to Los Angeles, California, and serving the greater Los Angeles area. The station airs an all-sports radio format. KSPN, in case you didn't know, is owned by the Walt Disney Company.
What?
And operated through ESPN Radio.
Okay. Please move on.
Now, my other sister station, which no longer exists, Power 106, also in Los Angeles. Gone, though. Sold. Sad. Moving on.
Just as the term sister is often used figuratively to refer, for instance, to sister company. Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to see why it's not brother, though.
If you followed hockey.
Well, let us know, Don. After, it sounded like I was blowing him off, but I didn't mean
it. But you were.
No, I didn't mean it that way. I don't consider him fat. I consider
him dumb. This usage appears to be common with things that are regarded as feminine and are associated, if by kinship, with other similar things that belong to the same group. Hmm. Any earlier usage example of this is the sister refer to ship.
Hey, sister, go, sister.
I don't know why it's not, you know.
You
I think
said
that's
that
the line of
ENN was chock full of information. Let's get some of it now.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't like the attitude you have. Let's keep it in Los Angeles. Did you see last night the dance performance during the Lakers game?
I did.
Halftime, the Laker girls had some special guests.
Mm-hmm.
Venus Williams.
She looked great.
Of course, you also had Rob Gronkowski.
Right, and James Corden. Who didn't look great.
Now, you know what?
He didn't look great.
You're shaming.
I'm not shaming. I'm a guy who's heavy. He's heavy.
He didn't completely fit into that shirt. They could have given him a better outfit. But by the way, Rob Gronkowski's a really nice guy. Met him. Really nice guy. He's such a dork and tryhard sometimes.
But you know what, though? I'm going to disagree with you on this. This is the hill I'll
die on. You know what? Go ahead.
I think he just enjoys his life and doesn't care what you think.
He's probably right. He's probably happier than me. He's more joyful.
It's possible.
And he has
total joy.
You're probably right.
I don't think the guy has a worry in his world.
You know what? You're not wrong. And I hope I'm a better person one day who could enjoy doing something like that.
You won't.
I admit I'm probably a pathetic piece of human garbage because I see someone having fun like that. And I
it
think,
bothers you.
Yeah, I think you dork. You yo-yo. What are you doing?
Why not me?
Stop dancing with the Laker girls. You look like an idiot.
But I think you're right. You're just trying too hard.
See, but wait. So you think that about Gronkowski,
mm-hmm.
not about James Corden.
No. Corden completely looked like a yo-yo also.
But
he does
Venus
that professionally.
Looked great.
Venus looked good. She looked like she knew what she was doing.
I don't know. It's hard to explain. It's like, what's cool? We had that conversation over the summer. Sometimes it looks like trying too hard, bro. Sometimes it looks like it makes sense. It's hard to describe.
No. He looks like he's having fun. I've watched the tape. I've slowed it down. I did it on the telestrator I have at home.
You have a telestrator at home?
Yes, I practice for one of the baseball seasons.
And so you'll talk to Jody about things.
You don't do that in baseball anyway. You have analysts.
Yeah, but I sometimes play with the telestrator.
Well, don't tell me what you do on your off time. You don't use the telestrator during the game.
I absolutely do. I absolutely do.
I don't think you should. Now it says brother company or brother anything.
Oh my goodness.
This would also certainly be considered incorrect. There's no logical reason why it should be incorrect, only historically.
Well, then if there's no logical reason, from now on, there are brother station.
I'm going with sister station. Now we'll keep it in Los Angeles again. Tonight it's happening. Clippers, Kawhi Leonard, and Paul George on the court together.
Finally.
Against the Celtics on ESPN. Kawhi hasn't played since last Wednesday against Houston. He had a left knee contusion, or at least that's what they're going with. If you're a betting man or woman,
sure.
Tonight's 10 o'clock tip on ESPN has the Clippers at -7 against the Celtics.
Is that your hardwood?
That's a disrespect.
You know what? I think I would take the Celtics.
I know. It's a disrespect.
Do you know that matchup almost happened? The San Antonio Spurs were in deep conversations with the Pacers to acquire Paul George and team him up with Kawhi, but they didn't have the players that Indiana wanted, but they really engaged them for a while. Almost happened.
That's a disrespectful number. I'm staring at it right now. Staring it right in the face. Kyrie's out tonight, right?
Yes. Mm. And Kenny Atkinson said there's a chance he won't be practicing in the next practice either.
When's their next game? Probably.
Well, I know they play the Knicks Friday. On Sunday, but they probably play somewhere on Friday.
You know what? Give me some hardwood, RJ.
Nice.
Peter Rosenberg.
I lost yesterday.
Hardwood.
That's right.
You've had a real bad year. Really bad.
No, I'm 3-2.
That's bad.
Why do you relish in it?
You're still you're still up. You'd be winning money still.
Okay, let's see what you do.
It's on your show.
Right now, I like the Celtics.
Nets Kings on Friday? On Friday. At home.
I'm gonna go with the C's getting 7 points in Los Angeles.
I thought you said 7.5.
No, 7.
Oh. That hook would be nice. We have the same one!
I will take the Celtics getting 7 tonight in Los Angeles. But 11-2 Celtics.
Gordon Sondland's still out. Or Gordon Hayward's still out, right?
Gordon Sondland? Is he playing?
What?
Oh, he was playing today. Is Hayward still out?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's out for a while. Celtics last played Monday. They beat the Suns by 14 points.
Oh, nice
in
long
Phoenix.
Rest.
Nice.
2 days. They're on the West Coast. Not too bad. I'll take the C's.
I hate when people call them the C's.
I never heard it before.
You know what? They do that in Boston for, like the Boston Herald.
Andrew.
So
that's trying
too
hard.
Fits in a headline.
I've heard
what?
The B's, but I never heard that.
Andrew. They call them the C's too.
I don't
Andrew,
like it.
Have you not heard the C's before?
I've heard it. Yeah.
But the bees, I think they're just trying to rip off the Bruins with the bees.
I've never heard the bees.
Oh yeah,
I only know
big.
The C's.
Well, because that's their logo too—a big bee, a spoke bee.
And Celtics, that's an organization that definitely trying too hard, bro.
Kick rocks, you old bee.
Beautiful Brooksy.
Oh, this is so sad.
Unfortunately, not going to play in the President's Cup. Michael had to pull out; he's beat up, so you will not get to enjoy.
His knee, right?
Yeah, that beautiful, beautiful man. You know what happened on this day in history?
No.
Well, that's a lot of years. Give us a year.
History kind of covers a lot.
1982. I'm only going to get to play you a piece of it.
Harmon will probably try to squib it, and he does.
Oh, yeah.
Loses. The Bears have to get out of bounds. Rodgers along the sideline. Another one. They're still in deep trouble.
Life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye.
Not yet. Stanford Band.
This day in 1982.
Wow. See, everybody have a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow with RJ Bell. See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.